irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, welcome to the show. Today is Monday, April 13th, and if you're up, we're up. Welcome to the show, Jen.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. I'm glad I made it. I'm actually pretty tired, I would say. And I did something I haven't done in a while, and that is... Actually, I tried an edible the other day.
Yeah.
You know what edibles are?
Yep.
Okay. You go to the dispensary, and if you don't want to smoke something, then they have edible stuff, THC and cannabis, whatever. So, you know, and I'd never really gotten high from edibles. I mean, I've tried them before many times, never felt anything. I thought, what the hell, you know, forget about it. So then somebody said, well, this one is like really strong. You know, you got to try this.
Yeah.
And I said, nah, it's not going to work. Well, sure enough, you know, the thing really worked. The thing really worked. I felt like I was drunk. And that was like a really, really strange feeling for me. Because, you know, when I smoke, I'm always like, I don't get high. I just feel good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this really made me like high. I'm like, why? Wow, you know, what's going on here? So, I mean, it was cool, but it's not something I want to do all the time.
Yeah.
Because it definitely felt like I was, I felt there's no way I could drive like this.
Yeah.
And that's very unusual, you know, because I can function when I smoke all the time.
What was it that you ate?
A fudge brownie.
Okay.
Yeah. And it had double the dosage, whatever, that they usually put in there. And I was in La La Land, so I'm still feeling it. My head is still swimming a little bit this morning, but I'll be okay.
That's good.
I figured, yeah. You know, that's what I do instead of going to ride on the bike on the beach. That's what I do. I go and I get high. What a great life, huh? So how was your weekend?
It was really good. Really a lot of fun.
Really?
Yep.
What'd you do? I saw you in swimsuits with your friends and stuff.
Yep. I was at a pool party on Saturday, Saturday night. I went out with a bunch of friends. Friday night, and I went out with Lauren.
Wow. Pool parties are fun, huh?
Yeah.
So it's already summer, right? I mean, people are celebrating, like...
Basically.
Yeah.
If it's, it's nice out here, so if somebody's got a pool, they have people over.
That's true, yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. And then yesterday, I went shopping with Lauren and did some stuff around the house. That was it.
What, did you guys buy some clothes or something?
Yep.
Did you find any?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I got two dresses.
Oh, nice.
And a skirt. And makeup.
I went clothes shopping, too.
Where'd you go?
Yeah. I was at the mall, actually. And like H&M and Macy's. And
which mall do you go to?
This one right across the street here.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I like when you go to Macy's, it's cool because they got all the designers there right next to each other, you know. So you can, so you don't have to go from one shop to another.
Well, you like department stores.
Well, you know, I mean, I like to go. No, it's just more convenient. I sometimes will go to Melrose and buy some clothes there and stuff. But it's more winter stuff. They get a lot more creative. But here, I just wanted some nice dress clothes and stuff, and I found a lot of great things. Yeah, so as opposed to, I don't go to boutique shops that much. You know, yeah. So, I mean, you got to remember, I'm a man. You know, men don't buy clothes. You know, they. They kind of just wait until they have to. They absolutely have to, and then we go.
Yeah.
You know. But, no, I was happy. I made out like a bandit, I guess. So that was pretty cool. I always like new clothes, you know, because, I don't know, it makes you feel good, I think, when you wear something you like. Don't you think?
I agree. That's sort of why we went yesterday, was because we needed a little retail therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you get bored of wearing the same thing all the time, and then you don't feel your best.
That's true.
And
that's
then
true.
It's not as like exciting to go out and like prance around.
I know, and you don't realize also the clothes, you know, as you wear them, they don't look as good anymore. You know,
yeah.
After you wash them several times, and they fade, they whatever, they lose their shape.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the same. So I highly recommend buying clothes every once in a while.
Yeah, I agree. A couple things every so often, you know, don't spend a ton because then you're going to get over those things too. So I don't understand people that buy like very expensive clothing that then will sit in their closet or they'll be tired of within 3 weeks.
Yeah, that I don't understand. You know, I mean, I like have certain like price points in my head, you know, for certain pieces of clothing and I'm not going to spend any more than that, you know.
Right.
Like if I buy jeans, like I didn't buy any jeans, I bought only dress clothes. But if I buy jeans, for example, you know, they can be designer or anything, but there's no way I'm going to spend more than, I mean, if I spend $100 on jeans, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, you know, just because I don't think jeans should cost more than that.
Well, the thing about jeans, though, is that if you get like a normal blue jean or black jean, like that's going to be a style that's always going to be in style. So it might be worth it to spend the money because then they'll last longer. Mm. But like in terms of like shirts and like dresses and things like that, I think fast fashion is better because you spend less and you can just swap them out. And but like on shoes and staples, like leather jackets and things like that, I think that's where you can spend the money.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it depends. But, you know, I mean, they've got some pretty nice stuff here at the mall. Where do you shop?
We went to the Grove.
Oh, at the Grove.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Oh, so that's not department stores?
No, it has Nordstrom, and then it has stores, like other stores.
So what stores do you like, for example?
Where Nordstrom, Zara.
Okay, so that's department stores, too.
Zara's not.
Okay, that's well, it's in the mall, though.
Right.
Usually it's a mall store.
Well.
Yeah, I went to Zara. I didn't find anything, but H&M had some nice stuff.
And you can get a lot of stuff at H&M for a very little amount of money.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I don't know. I didn't even pay much attention to the prices. I just knew that when I go to a place, if it's too much, I can tell right away, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, I have price points. There's no way I'm going to spend like, you know, $200 on a shirt or something.
Right.
You know. Or over $120 on shoes or something, you know. And, I mean, people will spend that kind of money, but I just don't see the point. I can get more stuff. But, you know, where... The funny thing is, when you go to Macy's, man, I mean, they almost pay you money back to buy stuff there. You know, I mean, they have so many discounts and things like that, and coupons and things like that. I mean, it's like you get like really great deals there. I didn't even believe it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not into that stuff, but when people tell me, I'm like, wow, that makes sense.
It does. I mean, I think, you know, if you get a deal on anything, it feels better about buying it.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, well, I didn't spend full price and I got a steal. At Nordstrom, I actually signed up for the Nordstrom Rewards debit card. And what it does is it just pulls from your bank account, like a debit card. And it's not, you know, based on credit or anything like that. So using it, you actually get points in the store. So if you spend $100 the first day you open the card, you get $20 back.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I spent $100, and so $20 is coming back to me.
Very good.
Yeah, and now, like, every time I shop there, I'll just use that card, and then I'll get points.
Exactly, and probably discounts and things like that, too, right? Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's pretty cool. Not a bad thing.
No.
And I, so actually, you know, when I started shopping for things other than jeans and just T-shirts, there were actually pretty nice things there, so I was happy, and... I'm ready for the summer now.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of stuff happening over the weekend. But by the way, we don't have a guest today, as you noticed.
Yes.
I didn't even realize we didn't have one until last night I checked. And I said, oh, wow, no guest today. So we better come up with some interesting stuff.
Yeah, it's on the calendar. It only said, I think, one guest this week, right?
I don't even think we have that one.
Oh.
I don't think we have any guests scheduled for this weekend.
Oh, well.
But you'll see. It's going to get full pretty soon.
Yes.
I'm sure today there's going to be a few emails of people wanting to be on the show. I'm not worried at all. I'm pretty tired. Did you go anything? Did you do anything outstanding over the weekend? So you had the pool party. Was that like a private party or a hotel? Or
where it was at a friend's house.
Oh, a friend's house.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And were there a lot of people?
20, 25
throughout the day.
People.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is that like a usual bunch of friends, the same group?
It was my normal girlfriends, but then like some of the other people I didn't know. A friend invited us to his friend's house, so it was a lot of his friends, and then our crew went too.
Okay,
but it was not everybody was somebody I knew.
Okay, did you meet anybody interesting?
Didn't really talk to other people.
Really?
We just talked to ourselves.
Oh, okay. That's a way to do a pool party. Don't talk to anybody.
Well, I mean, we're like eight friends as is, so that's a party in itself, like a party within the party. So we just hung out with
each
other.
That's true.
Yeah.
But don't you feel kind of like separated from the rest of the crowd?
Not at all.
No? Okay, well, you can teach me about socializing. What can I say?
I mean, I went to be with my friends. I wasn't really going to meet people.
So. Yeah.
I wanted to be at a pool during the day in the sunshine.
That's true, so. Yeah, yeah. Where was it, in Hollywood or something?
West Hollywood, Mount Olympus.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Mount Olympus, that's pretty nice there, right?
It was very nice.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I need to check out Hollywood more. I like, there's a lot of nice places to see there, you know. Sometimes on the weekends I'll go and check out places.
What else did you do this weekend other than get high?
Huh. What did I do? We were invited to go to a bris. I didn't go.
Okay.
Yeah. They're cutting off someone's weenie, and I didn't go.
Okay. So that's something you
so
didn't do.
So that's my
do.
Event, yeah.
You didn't do that.
My not event.
What did you do?
Jen, you should know better than to ask me that. I don't know, man. I didn't do much, really.
Sam.
I didn't. Yeah.
What are you doing with your life? There are all these things you want to do, but you don't do them.
That's true, because on the weekend, the first thing that comes to mind is I want to just rest a little bit. You know, don't bother me. I don't want to have to do anything.
Right.
And so that's why that happened. I was going to go to the bris, but there was some thinking behind it. So
I mean, out of all the things to do with your time, I don't think that's number one on the list. What about riding your bike?
Yeah. Hmm. Ask me about that next week.
I mean, this would have been a perfect weekend to go because people were at Coachella and the beaches were probably less busy.
That's true. Is Coachella still going on? It's like a week-long thing,
no,
right?
No, it's 2 weekends.
2 weekends.
So last weekend and this weekend coming up.
Okay.
I think.
So is it...
Yeah.
So it's just the weekends? It's not going on in between them?
No. Friday to Sunday.
And where is it?
Indio, California. So Indio. Palm Springs.
Right. Hmm.
Yeah.
So you don't go to that?
I have not gone. I would go, but it takes some planning, and my friends are not good at that.
Okay. My son, I think, went last year, but this year, you're saying it's near Palm Springs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's totally out of the way. I don't think he's going. But have you ever been to Burning Man?
No.
Would you want to?
No.
Really?
It's not really my thing.
I'm really curious about that one.
I'm curious too, but I don't think it would be my thing.
No, huh?
No.
Yeah.
I'm not all that into like...
Yeah, party.
Roughing
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And also strangers. So it's not my thing.
Yeah.
I like my people and I like...
Okay.
I don't know.
So Coachella is not for you either?
No, it is. That is.
Oh, it is?
But I just haven't gone. I actually went, that's a lie, I went last year for one night. And we didn't go to the actual music festival. We went to one of the parties and some of the other parties during the day, which was so much fun.
Yeah.
But I haven't gone to the festival.
Hmm.
Which I would love to do because I love music, so.
Yeah, I know. And it's music and fun and sun and everything.
It's expensive, though. I mean, when you add up the hotel, you have to, you know, get there, so you have to drive.
Right.
Then you have to pay for a hotel. Then you have to pay for food and drinks and tickets and the whole thing, and it becomes expensive.
That's true, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you go a bunch of people. That's a lot of money.
Well, I would go if it was the lineup was worth it, but this year I didn't really think the lineup was that great.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably don't know anybody who plays there. But you just go for the atmosphere, I think, for the partying
yeah.
mood.
Yep. I would probably go next year.
Mm.
I might make that a goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can go and report. Yeah. I was hoping you'd go so then we can find out what the hell's going on there. You know, but
sorry.
That's okay. You don't have to.
My cousin went. I could find out from him.
So it's next weekend too, or this coming weekend too?
Yeah. Hmm. There's still time. You can go. Actually, I think it's sold out.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Are there any bands you'd go to see just for them?
Yeah, Drake, but he plays on Sunday night, which I never understand how they do a Sunday night lineup.
Right.
I think, if anything, they should do like Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right, so people can come back on Sunday, yeah.
Like, what happens is people have to, like, either stay through Sunday night and then leave early Sunday morning or drive back really late on Sunday night, which I don't think is
safe.
That's
true, yeah.
But people do it, so.
People do do it. What can you do? Yeah. It was, Friday was fun with Diana here, huh?
Yeah.
We had Diana Deem here, and she was talking about a lot. She had like a great show, you know, and we were talking about sustainability and all that, which I didn't understand anything about until we talked to her, you know, and it's pretty interesting, you know.
It is. And after we were talking and she had said that fashion is actually something that's really taking the lead on sustainability and recycling. When I was at the Grove yesterday shopping with Lauren, I noticed on some of the tags in the clothes I was looking at said recyclable or recycled and sustainable.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about the dress made of Coke bottles or something. Yeah.
See, I wouldn't get that. But if like now thinking about the fact that like, a dress could be from recycled goods. It makes me happy to know that I could be supporting, you know, the environment by buying that dress.
That's true. Yeah. I wonder how all that's going to change what we do, you know, because obviously we are running out of resources, you know. Eventually, everything's going to have to be recycled and
Right.
You know.
I mean, it'll just be a thing that it won't even be a thing because it'll just be what we do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's true. We don't have a choice, man. And, you know, we've talked about before about solar energy and, you know, how I think how helpful it would be if we could do that, you know, because it's not there's little downside to solar energy. And it's all out there. All we have to do is tap into it.
Yep. It's there for our taking.
Yeah. Have you seen any good movies lately?
No. I did start to watch the Frank Sinatra documentary on HBO last night, which is amazing.
Frank Sinatra on HBO?
Yes.
Yeah, you like that? Do you like Frank?
Yes.
Oh.
I grew up listening to him.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm not into his music, but I just, I mean, I think he was cool, and I see he's very talented, but I'm not into that kind of music, so I can't really appreciate it.
I love it. I also... on my list of things to do is watch the Scientology documentary.
Yeah, you were telling me about this, and I heard on the radio this morning they were talking about it also. It's called Getting Clear or something?
I forget. I
don't
know.
Because it's like you're supposed to get clear. That's what the process is or something.
I mean, it's just so crazy and fascinating to me. Maybe I'll watch it tonight, and I'll tell you tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. So that's like an ongoing show or something?
No, it's just a documentary.
Oh, just one time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they keep playing it probably or something.
I mean, also with, like, HBO, things are, like, on demand, and you can just go back and watch.
Yeah. I know. It sounds fascinating. I mean, I've read a book about it of someone we interviewed some time ago on the show, and it was a whole book on Scientology, and it was fascinating to me. I mean, sometimes I can't understand people. They just, like, will give everything they have to somebody else.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, that's why cults are successful, is because it taps into a certain kind of person.
It does. And the other day I was thinking about it too. When I was in Israel, I went to study some Kabbalah. And that kind of works like that too. You know, I mean, then they start asking you for donations and money and things like that. So, you know, it was all fine. I would go in there. And then one time the guy is like, let me come visit you at work. So he comes over at my lunch hour and we start talking and he's trying to get me to donate money and stuff. I said, you know, I'm not in a position right now. It was a bad time in my life. And I said, I'm not in a position to do it. And he's like, well, you know, this is what it's about. That's what we teach, that you got to do it, especially when it's hard and all that. You know, that's when it's really meaningful. When it's hard for you to do and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, right, you know.
Right.
It's like all this bullshit. And they try to make you part with your money. And it's... So you really have to be careful. It doesn't mean that the message is bad. But you gotta really remember who is delivering the message to you in the first place.
Right. And I do think also, yeah, like, that's why it works on the week, that they pray on the week, because yeah, they are the ones that are searching for anything.
Right.
And they will believe anything.
Yeah, and they're desperate, you right. know, so they'll give whatever they have. It's just like, okay, you know, and people are vulnerable and they do things, you know, and that's a sad thing about it. You know, I mean, people look for religion as some kind of hope, some kind of a crutch for them, and they find people that take advantage of them.
Right.
You know?
I mean, I just think, like, yes, it makes sense to invest in yourself. So, like, classes of some kind, or, like, if, you know, if you have to go to a religious class and you have to actually pay for it, let's say, fine, then you're investing in yourself. But I mean, I also understand donating too, because organizations have to exist somehow and they need yeah. money to exist. Yeah. So, like, I mean, my temple growing up always charged us for the high holidays and, like, always asked for donations, and it, it had to function somehow. Somebody had to be, like, had to pay the people to work there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you just can't, like, not everything is volunteer work, so I yeah. think that, like, it's the same thing with, like, donating to, like, cancer research, like, or donating to all the different causes out there. There's something to donate to all the time, and I think that, like, sometimes you can and just sometimes you can't. But if they're promising that you will become this, like, enlightened being because yeah. you gave $10,
yeah, like, I don't. Think twice about that,
right?
Yeah,
like, really, what is the result?
Yeah, I know. Did you ever see, I mean, do you believe this thing, like, with when people take pictures and there are, like, orbs in the picture?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that stuff?
I mean, if I see it, yes.
I mean, I've seen, like, somebody doing a video and there were, like, things all over the place. And I'm like, what is this, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, what are orbs? What are they supposed to be? Spirits?
I guess that's what they say it is, that you're, like, sort of capturing a different energy, and that energy is a different being of some kind, so it, like, proves that there are other things out there.
Right. So why doesn't it happen all the time? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, because I think that our eyes don't see that.
Okay, like, but the camera
gonna see,
does,
We're
right?
not going to see energy just, like, in here.
No, but the cameras do.
Right. But right. that captures, like, a split second of something that, like, an action or something.
Right. But what I'm saying is, you know, if it existed, then in every video you shoot, you would see things like this. But it seems like only certain people have videos with orbs in them.
Yeah.
Or photos or something, you know.
I don't know the answer. Yeah,
I don't know. There's too much bullshit going around for me to believe all this stuff. But, you know, I mean, convince me and I'll go with it. But still, I mean, you've seen there's, like, magic tricks and things. You never know what's going on. You don't know what people
I mean, the
are
thing
doing.
Is also you can Photoshop anything.
Yeah.
Now, so a picture is, like, worth 1,000 words, but it can also be altered.
Yeah.
So I think that you just have to be careful with what you believe when you see it. Like, if I were to show it to you, I clearly didn't do it. You know, I didn't Photoshop it.
Right.
So it just you.
So you should be able to trust the person that's showing it to
right.
you.
Right.
Yeah. So Facebook is not really a place to believe.
Probably not, unless it's somebody that took it that you trust.
Yeah.
If they're just forwarding, like, a link, I don't know.
Yeah. Interesting.
I've seen some really interesting pictures. I actually, at Candace Silver's class the other night, when I went, they were showing pictures from their Bali trip that they went on, and someone took a photo of a healer working on one of the women in the class, and the healer had two arms that, you know, he used his arms to, like, heal her with some fire. And so in the photo, it looks like he has no arm.
Really?
All you see is a sleeve, and you don't see his arm. There's just an empty space, and then there's the woman's leg that he was healing. So, if you were to really dive into it, it's like his arm is the, like, entity, and that's, like, the energy of which he heals, and it somehow just disappeared in the picture. And none of these women altered it. They were all there. They saw the picture taken right after, like, they compared it. So that is insane, because the experience itself was already so amazing to then see that photo kind of, like, capture the essence of the healer.
Right.
That it's pretty crazy.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it happens.
It does happen, I guess.
And that, like, I'm not also somebody that's like, I need to know how that works. Like, no, I just assume that that's, like, something that is beyond me, and I can't. It's just, it is what it is. So.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that stuff, but, you know, what do I know, right? It's just that there's so much bullshit being fed to us all the time that, and you know, people trying to feel like they're superior to other people, and I can do this and I can do that, but you know, I don't know. It's meaningless to me. If it doesn't have any effect on my life, it doesn't really matter, orbs or no orbs, you know. So I don't know, but people get, I think, too much into that stuff, and it makes them not, you know, a little wacko, I think.
I mean, you know, I like it just because, to me, like, knowing that there are bigger things out there, like, I have faith in that kind of stuff. I like knowing that. I don't have to understand it to like it. I just am like, okay, you know, like, there are healers. That's a real thing. Like, there's energy out there that, you know, you can create and that can help people, and that some people know how to tap into it, and that's really amazing.
Huh. Okay. Well, you know, I guess, you know, there's all kinds of promises that people make. And if it works for them, it works for them. You know, I mean, I can't imagine you can fool so many people, but maybe you can. I don't know.
I don't believe it's fooling. I think maybe you're seeing like UFOs and things and pictures of like that are being photoshopped.
No, just people like healing, quote unquote, healing other people, and there's orbs in the room. I don't know.
You brought it up.
No, I know, but it just, I'm like, you know, people will believe anything.
Sam, maybe it's real though, and maybe you
If it was real, then I would see it. Something real, you don't have to believe it's there.
But if you're seeing the photo, then it's real. Let's say it's not a photoshopped photo.
It's actually a video, so then it's harder to doctor.
Right.
I'm sure,
so yeah. Then that's proof.
Right, but it doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I mean, you know, I've been around for a while. I've shot videos. I've seen videos. And I've never seen anything like that. So.
I think if you aren't somebody that believes in those kinds of things or trusts that they exist, then you're not going to see them.
Right. So that's what I mean. I mean, you can find anything you want if you look hard for it, you know.
Sure.
Hard enough for it. Everything's there. So Hillary Clinton is running. Are you excited about that?
I don't think I care.
No?
No.
You don't like her or you don't care about politics?
I care about politics, but it's so early on.
Right.
Like, right now, everybody's running. The list is just going on and on about, like, speculation. And when it comes down to, like, the final three or whatever it becomes.
Right. But, you know, she's gonna run all the way through, you know. I mean
yes, I do think that the Democrat, that she will win, you know, that.
The Democratic nomination?
Yeah. Will she ultimately win? I don't know. And we'll wait to decide when I hear more about each, you know, person's platform.
And you're right. I mean, and it's too early now, you know. I mean, I remember when she first ran for the Democratic nomination against Obama, and I hadn't even heard of him then. And there he came, and he beat her. So I was so sure she was going to take it, but you never know who's going to come up to compete with her.
I mean, do you think that, like, here's the thing. I don't think at that time the country was ready for a female president. I think they were more ready for an African-American male president than they were to then jump to a female. I think baby steps, you know, people still aren't even happy that there's an African-American president.
Right, because I'll tell you why. I think it's the wrong reason to elect someone.
Of course it is. I mean,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the thing. That's why I think a lot of people feel he's the current president is doing a lot of dumb things, and it has nothing to do with his race, but it may be because he was elected for the wrong reasons. I don't know. But then again, it's a relative thing. Some people will think he's a great president.
Right.
But
I don't know, because then there's also, like, Marco Rubio, who's running, and he's Cuban. He's a Cuban-American. Mm-hmm. So are we more ready for a Hispanic president, or are we ready for a woman? I don't know, because, I mean, I don't really care about what they are.
Right, but most people do.
Right, and those are, like, you know, the general population of voters don't educate themselves and vote based on, you know, popularity or whatever it is that they align themselves with. And so I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a vote, and I will vote, absolutely. And I will go get my sticker, and I will post it on Instagram to show you I voted. Just like I did, you know, 4 years ago or 3 years ago. But so do I care really right now? No.
Too soon for you.
Too soon.
Okay.
Do you care?
I do care about some things, but, you know, I mean, obviously I'm going to lose a lot of interest in the people that run. But with Hillary, I do care because I do want her to be president. I think the Clintons get it. They get this country. And I think she would do great, regardless of whether she's a woman or not.
What about her issues with her emails that she used her own private email address?
Yeah, that doesn't bother me.
What about the whole thing with Benghazi?
I think that has to be taken in the context of the entire administration she was part of. And I don't think she really screwed up. I think she's a great leader. I think she has, I'd like to give her a chance. That's all.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see what she can do. She's been around for a while. She knows this country. She knows our politics. And I think the country is ready for a woman. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. Most countries have already had female leaders, you know, except for us.
It's so crazy, though, how far, like, or like what issues countries think of as issues. Like, some countries have female presidents, but then other people hate Jews. You know, it's like, okay, wait, who wins? Yeah. Or like that there's still like white on black crime or whatever that people like that is going on in our own country. The fact that there's still so many issues and we're like, well, are we ready for a female president? Why don't we talk about some of the other issues too?
Yeah, that's the thing. And I think if nothing else, it showed that even if we elected a black president, it still didn't take care of our race problems in this country. It has nothing to do with it. It's two different things. And I think it's going to take generations. But I think it looks encouraging, you know, because when I look at young people, they don't see color, you know. I mean, I look at my kids, I look at children too. I think recent generations really don't see race differences as much as older people do.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's also what you're taught and
what
you're around, like. I don't know. Were you around during the time of segregation?
No, not really.
That was before you.
Yeah.
Right. Well, so if you had grown up with that, that might have been like, you still compare in your history of your life, like, well, while I was alive, there were separate schools.
Right.
And that's just such a weird thing to have as part of your life. Like, I never had that.
Absolutely.
Clearly.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't even think that people shouldn't be in the same place.
Yeah.
They're people.
And that's the thing, yeah, because when you have a society like now when we're, I mean, it's not perfect, but it's a lot better than it used to be. I'm sure there were times when a child, when they were old enough to understand, the parents would say, well, this is the difference between us and black people.
Right.
And all that, you know, whereas today, you don't see that. You know, I mean, my kids have black and Hispanic friends and different backgrounds, and they don't even see that.
Right, as they should. And I think, you know, obviously, as generations die off, and that will just happen because life ends at some point, it will be interesting to see what our newer issues are going to be. Because it's not going to be like race and religion and that kind of thing as much with like my generation or millennials.
Right.
So I wonder what technology will probably be our biggest issue.
Yeah, I'm sure that, there's going to be plenty.
And the earth.
The earth. There you go.
Yep.
Yeah, the earth. We got to take care of the earth, man. And I sometimes want to get involved in that stuff, but it seems like so big, you know, this taking care of the earth thing. And where do you start, you know? I mean, so you just got to start with your own behavior, I think, like we were talking about.
Yeah. I mean, you have a recycle bin here. That's great.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that you, like Diana was saying, that you can have a consultant come in and say, okay, swap out these bulbs with these bulbs, you know, instead of using air conditioning, open windows, or whatever it is, like, take your trash out.
Right.
Do your thing. And, like, you know, we have water bottles here. At least there's recycling. But maybe instead it should be the Arrowhead water bottle thing, the bigger cooler that people can fill up their, like, reusable bottles with.
Right.
And they're responsible for bringing themselves a bottle.
Okay, well.
I'm not saying that you should do
no,
that.
No, you're right.
Saying,
I would rather.
That's
it would
thing.
Be cheaper for me.
Right.
But you got to make it practical too, you know.
Right. I mean.
But I think eventually people will walk around with their own bottles maybe.
A lot of people are already. Yeah. And it's like a trendy thing. Like there's nice ones that are made. And I think I have one from like Crate and Barrel. It's beautiful. It's glass.
Yeah.
It's great. But I think it does start with you.
Yeah.
Even if you get involved with one thing and that's your thing, fine.
Yeah. That's true. Do something.
Right.
Even if you just tell other people, too.
Right.
You know?
I mean, that's the beauty of social media, is that you can reach a lot of people at one time. It's not like in the old days where you reach your community and that's the end of it.
Right.
Or your family or your kid. It's, you can reach everybody.
Yeah. True. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm thinking of the vacation idea you brought up seriously now.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe May might be a good time. And I might think of... I just need to see if somebody's available to go along, you know. I'm thinking of like even Colorado might be cool.
That would be so nice. And that'll right? give you things to do. And then you yeah. can smoke there.
True. I could smoke there too.
Yep.
Although I could use a break for a few days. It wouldn't hurt me. I just saw a friend of mine is in Amsterdam, though. I'm like, oh, what a place to be. It's really beautiful there.
I've never been, but it's on the list.
Yeah. Have you been to Europe at all?
Yeah.
Where in Europe did you go?
I've been to places in France, places in Italy, Greece, Malta. I've been nice. To...
Greece is nice. Where did you go in Greece?
Mykonos. No, that's a lie. Santorini.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, one of those islands.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I have been to Athens.
Yeah, Athens is nice. I was there, too, when I was really young.
I don't think Athens is that nice anymore. It's a little bit like the slum. It's
yeah.
like...
Yeah.
Because it's a city. The islands are gorgeous. So Santorini was like heaven. It was like so surreal.
Yeah.
Well,
when I was there, it was... was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I'm sure now it's changed quite a bit. My dad's from Greece, though, so it was nice to go there and check it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Although, you know, I mean, they immigrated to Israel when he was a year old, so he knew nothing about Greece.
Yeah.
But it's in the background, you know, the music, the food, the language, and things like that. So that was fun. And so we were in Greece when I was about 14 years old or something. So I don't remember much from it, but it was fun, you know. Europe is great. I feel a certain connection to Europe. I don't know why, but I do.
Well, you're from over there.
Well, Europe is not quite the Middle East, but I guess a lot of the history comes from there.
Right. And there's a lot of, like, it's like a melting pot, kind of like it is here. Like, all those countries hop around and travel, and I feel like there's a lot of influence in each one.
Yeah. That's true. Except in Israel, you can't hop on anything and go anywhere. You have to always take a plane or a ship because you can't take a car
right.
across the border or something,
right.
you know, which sucks. It would have been nice.
But, I mean, the flight is also not that long.
No, it's not bad. But it would be nice to be able to take a car from Israel and drive through Europe and stuff. But, yeah but I guess you can do that. Just fly to Rome or something and do
then
it
you,
from there.
Yeah, you can hop around once you get there.
Right. Yeah. No, I'd like to do like one long European trip too. I wouldn't mind that, like driving.
Yeah.
You know.
I would like to
do that. From country to country and things like that, you know.
One day when it's safer.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to get any safer, but, you know. And
did you hear about that cruise line with the 100 sick passengers?
I was going to bring it up, yeah. Where's the cruise at? Is it here?
We left on the West Coast and went to Mexico.
Oh, okay. Yeah, West Coast.
I think it left out of San Diego or
something.
San
Diego.
Which I actually really like cruises. My parents took me on a bunch of cruises growing up
right.
because we were in the port of Miami,
right.
so I could go anywhere. Or the two times I went to Europe, we flew to Europe and then took cruises around Europe. So... I have had really good experiences with cruises. No one died. No one fell off. And, yeah, we got sick, but it was more because of, like choppy water.
Motion sickness.
Yeah, than it was from an illness spreading.
Right.
So this particular cruise, and I've been on Celebrity Cruises. That's the cruise line that had the illnesses. They've already had 3 outbreaks of this.
Wow.
So I don't know what's going on that cruise ship.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't take it.
I know. After this happens, I mean, who wants to?
I mean, it's one thing if it happened twice, but now 3 times?
Yeah. And it's the same cruise line?
The same ship.
Same ship?
Yeah.
Wow.
100,
somebody's screwing up there.
Yeah, 100 people out of 2,000-something people.
Wow. Yeah, that happens. I mean, you know, it's not the first cruise ship it happened on. Every couple months you hear something like that happening.
Yeah, I mean, it's scary because I would love to cruise. That, to me, that's like a lovely way of traveling.
It really is. You know, I mean, I've been on several cruises and it's amazing. If you want something that's all included.
Right.
And you don't have to drive. You don't have to take money with you.
No, you can literally, like, if how we were talking about going to Europe, like, hop around, but you take your hotel with you.
Right.
And I've always had, I'm telling you, like, the best experiences because I think it's great to, like, be able to lay out while you're going from place to place. Like, you don't have to wait till you get to the beach. You can be on the pool deck while you're getting from one place to another. Then you can eat, you can drink. You're not responsible for anything other than, like, your room key.
Yeah, that's true. And you get to socialize a lot.
Yeah,
stuff,
you meet cool people. I always met awesome people.
Yeah, there are cool people going on ships.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No doubt about it. You know, I would still go on a ship, but they do have to do something about all these illnesses that people get sick. I mean, I don't understand. It's usually, you know, I mean, it's kind of gross when you think about it, because for you to get, like, gastronomical sickness, you have to have eaten or smelled or breathed or something bad.
Yeah.
You know, and it's gross.
Well, you're also in close quarters with all those people, so it makes sense that you, it's like when kids go to school with other kids.
Right. They pass it from one to another. Yeah.
But that's gross, and it's unfortunate because it gives, like, cruises a bad name.
Yeah.
And I think that also, like, with the times, like, how people don't dress up anymore for anything. Like, it's not as glamorous of an experience and people are getting sick. So it's kind of like a poor man's way to travel, even though it's expensive and it is luxurious. It just seems so, like, I don't know.
I know. It's not all that it's cracked cheapens up to
it.
Be, you know?
It cheapens it.
It does. It really does. Yeah.
That's not to say I wouldn't go on a cruise. If somebody asked me to go, I'd go.
Yeah, there you go. You know, I mean, they're still cool.
I wonder if you can cruise to Hawaii, probably.
I don't think to Hawaii, but from around Hawaii you can.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Why not to Hawaii?
Because by the time you get there, it's going to take, like, you know, it's a few days there. You'd have to come back. So,
well, they do longer cruises.
It would only be for a long cruise, right?
Right. But I mean, I've been on 10-day cruises.
Yeah. I still think even 10 days won't get you enough of Hawaii. I don't know. It's pretty far by ship.
I'm going to look into this. Yeah. Because that would be an interesting way to do Hawaii.
Yeah. It would be. Did you watch the MTV Movie Awards?
I did not. I didn't even know they were on.
I know. I didn't either. It's like I'm looking at the headline and suddenly I'm seeing this.
There's just too many.
I know. Who wants to watch all this? You know, by the time the Oscars are done, I don't want to see anymore.
Yeah, and it kind of, the same people keep winning stuff, so.
Yeah, you know, Boyhood and.
Right.
Yeah, all like, that
okay,
stuff.
Okay, great. We get it. You're a winner.
Yeah.
Which is amazing for you, but I don't know that I need to see three award shows telling me the same thing.
Yeah.
Each with a different trophy. Like, great.
Yeah. Although MTV shows is pretty cool.
Because they're, like, more edgy, but I don't know.
Yeah. So I guess Kim Kardashian and Kanye are in Jerusalem visiting some sites.
Oh, they are? Yeah. I heard they were in
Armenia.
Yeah.
Yeah. They went to see their roots, I guess, or something.
Yeah.
So they decided to stop in Jerusalem also. More power to them. What can you do? I'm sure a lot of people are, like, starstruck there. Oh, Kanye and Kim. Wow.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's cool that they did a tour, like, of Armenia and where their family is supposedly from, like, their heritage.
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, that's like us going to Israel.
Yeah, yeah. Or, like, yeah. Or, like, when we were talking about Greece and my dad being from there.
Right.
Yeah. We went once to the place where, the town where he was born, but, again, he'd been... I mean, he was so young when they came to Israel that he doesn't even remember anything.
Yeah.
So it's okay. But the Apple Watch, I guess you can order it now.
Yeah.
But it's back ordered till June.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. And people said, oh, it's not going to be a big deal, blah, blah, blah. Well, everything that Apple does is a big deal, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. And, I mean, the funny thing is that it's going to be, you know, it's back ordered till June, but then when's the next one going to come out? December? Yeah. Version 2 is coming out probably for Christmas. So all the people that get it in June, what are they going to do?
Do you think they're going to upgrade it that quickly?
I have no idea. They're probably already creating their next model.
I'm sure, yeah.
Based on this current one, so.
Right. We'll see. Are they available? I guess you can see them at the store, right? At the Apple store.
I don't know. I never go in there.
Yeah. Not all of them. I guess you can try one at a select store. You never go to the Apple store?
I don't go unless I need to buy something, and that's very rare. And I also order things online most of the time.
Right. I know. Sometimes I'll stop. But, yeah, I mean, I don't have reasons to go there. I know all their products. I know what they do. Not much to do in there.
They're always packed, though.
Yeah, huh? I know.
They have the most amount of people in the stores. It's like you would think they were giving things away. But they're not. Still the same prices.
And pretty expensive, too.
I really do want the gold MacBook.
The gold MacBook?
Yeah.
Yeah? I mean, How much is it?
I don't know. I think it's regular price. I'm due for a new computer, so one day. One day.
There's a gold one then?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Like I thought you meant like a gold-plated...
No, I mean, it's like how they made gold phones.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Instead of the silver.
They're saying this new MacBook is pretty cool, actually. It's even thinner than the MacBook Air.
Which, I mean, that is so nuts to me. I know. Like, it's like, that I would go into the store to see.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to know really what we're talking about.
Yeah, I know. Well, I read a review about it the other day, and it sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah.
We got to check that out.
I mean, what does it do that's different than all the other ones?
Nothing. It's just the move toward thinner and smaller and things.
That is great because you don't want a bulky thing, and people can throw their computers in their purses now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, it's even when you don't want to run around with a computer, why have such a bulky one? You know, you don't need it. So. Then
when computers are that small and thin, why do you need a tablet?
Right.
What's going to happen to tablets?
Well, tablets are doing away with computers, I think. That's what's happening.
I just don't like that typing on a tablet to me is so annoying.
I know. Well, I agree. But, you know, that's why people use it for different things. You know, I use both.
Like, but a tablet's almost like a tiny TV because you don't really type on it unless you have a keyboard extension. So then it's a tiny TV, but why do we want tiny TVs when we have big TVs?
Or a big phone. It's like a big phone also, you know.
Well, people want what they want.
Yeah, you know, but it's fun, whatever. But, you know, all I can tell you is this, is that when they tell you, oh, there's an app for this, an app for that, it's not necessarily a good app, okay? So, like, when you go on, for example... Like the Facebook, the LinkedIn apps on iPad, they're not great. You know, I'd still rather use the computer and go on the website. There's a lot of features they don't include.
It's true. In those mobile apps, versions of things sometimes aren't as
easy to use. They're not well thought out.
The banking ones are so frustrating.
Yeah, I know.
Because they're so minimal. And I don't know if they do that because of protection and security or whatever. Or I don't know what. Maybe they think it's better. But you only need that kind of information on the go. But the other day when I was signing up for my Nordstrom card, I was like, I need my routing number and I need my account number. I can't find either of those things on this phone.
On the app.
So I had to call. Yeah. So 30 minutes later, I'm like, this is an ordeal.
That's true. All right, well, folks, that's it for today. Time just flew, huh?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. We're never out of things to say, folks.
Nope.
This is, if you want interesting stuff, this is where you tune in. So thank you all for listening. Have a great day, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Yep.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.